Blog Talk Radio.
Great.
grateful. Hallelujah. That's what you want. You want to be grateful. When you think about where God has brought you from, when you think about when nobody else would answer you and you had to go to God, you got to be grateful for that. You all think about the times that God put you to sleep in the midnight hour. Nobody understood it but God. Couldn't talk to nobody. Just being grateful. Hallelujah. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. I'm going to ask that Pastor Bill give us a word of inspiration after we have prayer by Evangelist Ursula. First, let Evangelist Ursula come in her own way and let the Lord use you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, pray for me, hallelujah, pray for me, oh, my brother, pray for me. When we bow down at the altar, please don't forget to pray for me. Hallelujah. Father God, we come, God, hallelujah, praying for one another. We come at the altar of your feet, Lord, just humbling ourselves, God. We praise, worship, and honor you right now, God. We bow before the throne of grace, God. We need you. We love you. Our desire is to please you, God. Oh, God, we lay our bodies down as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you, God. We know we ain't nothing, but all we need is in Christ. We thank you, long as we in him, we all good, God. We thank you that you are creator of all things. You are the great I am. Hallelujah. You are our provider, our healer, our protector. You are our savior. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your life, your death, and your resurrection. You know we couldn't pull it off. We needed a savior. Hallelujah. We thank you for the name of Jesus. When we call on that name, demons got to flee in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you gave us dominion, power, and authority. We thank you that we can speak things into existence. You said if we have faith of a mustard seed, we can move mountain. So we move every mountain of sickness and disease in the name of Jesus. We move every mountain of high blood pressure, diabetes, COVID. Nothing can come near the people of God. We cover ourselves in the blood from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, God. Cover our family, friends, and loved ones, Father. We stand in the gap for the hopeless, the helpless, the homeless, the fatherless, the motherless, the widow, God. We pray, Father, for the Jews. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you that you are mindful of humanity, God. We thank you that you love us, God. Let your love be a reservoir in us, God, that it pour out to others in the name of Jesus, God. We declare and decree whole health and a sound mind. We stand on your word and we believe your promises. Hallelujah. Position us, God. Help us to position ourselves to receive all the promises that you have for in us and for us in your word, God. Keep us out of our own way. Help us to walk in the spirit and not in this flesh. Keep us away, God, from the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, God. Keep us humble, obedient, willing. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We were born to praise you, God. It ain't about us. It's all about you, Lord. So we just thank you, God. We thank you, hallelujah, for loving us. Help us to love each other as you love us. Help us to be quick to forgive, God. In the name of Jesus, help us to know that all we need is in you. Everything we need is in you. You're the answer to every situation, every problem, every sickness. It's you, God, and only you that we need to cry out to. Help us not to complain, God. Keep us from all complaining and judgment. Oh, God, help us to be humble and obedient according to your word, your plan, and your purpose. We love you. We thank you for the power of the blood. Cover our children and our grandchildren, Father. Oh, God, break generational curses. Nail them on the cross. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we bind up everything, God, that ain't like you. Circumcise our heart. Cut away anything in us that ain't of you, God. Clean us up, God. In the name of Jesus, we praise you. We worship you. We love you and we adore you. We lift up the sick and shut in, the elders and the babies, God. Cover them in your grace and your mercy. Walk with us and talk to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Evangelist, for that powerful prayer. Amen. Amen. And song. Yes. We are grateful. I am grateful. Grateful for the word. Amen. Grateful for the prayers. Grateful for all things. Amen. As the song says, from the bottom of our hearts, we're grateful. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share coming from St. John 4 and verse 24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. And I like to read that also out of the Amplified Bible. And it said, God is a spirit, spiritual being, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, meaning in reality. So that's what I wanted to bring for inspiration. That was the scripture that I was reading earlier. So we must worship him in spirit and in truth. As Pastor always shares with us and teaches us that it's about our eternal life. Amen. And so we have to learn how to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Set aside everything else and just get along and worship him. And just give him the praise and thank him for all things that he's doing in our life. Don't let anything hold you down. Just be free in the Lord. Just allow him to enter into your heart today and be led by his spirit. And no one else's spirit but his spirit, because his spirit will guide us into all truth. And then he crowns our head with that wisdom and that knowledge from on high. I just thank the Lord for his word today, because his word is powerful. And as we worship him, let us worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor. And thank you, Evangelist Thursler, for that song and that heartfelt prayer. I'm going to have to maybe go back to that. Singing, what we used to have a choir to sing. We had a few praise and worshipers. She brought all that back. And Pastor got a little tune too. So we may have to, man, Evangelist Renee, we may just have to come back with a little of that homegrown stuff, I want to call it. Just right from the spirit, right from the heart. So I thank you all for that. God knows I do. But, you know, I'm going to go back to where we left off yesterday, and that was over in Colossians 3, and it was 15 and 16. But let me remind you guys that we're talking about maintaining a proper perspective when it comes to the Word of God. We have to maintain that. And I want to leave a thought with you before we read this scripture, because I'm asking God, Lord, why are you saying this? We know to do this. And you would think you know to do this, but you have to understand that you were born into a world and all you've heard was Satan's words. That's all you've ever heard. You grew up like that. From the time of conception to 6 years old, you learned everything you're going to learn. And then we went on to grade school, and then we went on to junior high school, and then we were just letting the word of the devil live in us, and we had no idea. We didn't know any different because, hey, we were carnal-minded. We wasn't spiritual-minded. Then we began to live a life, and then some of us went on to high school and graduated and went on to college, and then some of us went on and got degrees and things. But we still allowed that word. Oh, yeah, let me tell you this. We went to church. We had Bible study. We had all that. But we were still allowing the words of the devil to reverberate through our minds, through our system. So God said to me, it's a time now that y'all listen to me. I said, what? He said, but you got to do it. You got to do it. God ain't going to put it on you. You're going to have to do it. So when I read these scriptures today, and that's Pastor, she have a, I don't know, maybe that's a Message Bible or whatever the Lord put in her spirit, another translation, that's fine. But the 15th verse and the 16th verse read like this. And also, there will be room at the end for anybody like to have any comments. We're not going to be too long. And the 15th verse read, and let the peace of God rule. I want y'all to underline the word let. Let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. The 16th verse says, and let the word of Christ dwell in you, richly, in all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another in psalms and in hymns and in spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Reading from the Message Bible. Let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. None of this going off and doing your own thing, and cultivate thanksgiving. Thankfulness. Yes, Lord. Let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the house. Give it plenty of room in your lives. Instruct and direct one another using good common sense, and sing your hearts out to God. Let every detail in your life, words, actions, whatever, be done in the name of the Master Jesus, thanking God the Father every step of the way. Amen, amen.
See, he says, thank you, Pastor. He says this. He says, now you let. You have to do this. And let me tell you why. Because we've been called into this body. So that's why you have to let. And that word let means to allow.
Yes.
You got to do that.
You have to let.
You have to give it permission. You have to give it the permit. You have to authorize it. You have to endorse this word of God to live in you, to abide in you. You have to do it. You have to open that door. You have to make that decision. To, you know what? Going forward now, I'm going to let this word live in me. I feel like it's a Christian obligation. So when he says things like in that first verse, seek those things above. See, you have to do that. You have to set your affection on things above. That second verse says, you have to set your affections on things above. That's something you yeah. have to allow that to happen. You have to approve that. Modify all of your sinful members. That's something you have to do. You have to endorse that. You have to release that.
Amen.
I wish I had some. Yeah. Yeah. See, that's something you have to do. That's not no automatic. That's something you have to do. You have to put the old man, you have to put him off.
Yeah.
Oh, you want God to do that? Oh, he's not doing that. That's something you're going to have to engage in. That's something you're going to have to enable your spirit man to take him off. See, because you got to permit that. If not, Satan gonna stay right there because he come to steal, kill, and destroy. And too long has we been living by Satan's rules and not know it. Because we've been blind. We just been going along with the norm, with this, with that. Listen, brothers and sisters, this is something we have to do. We have to submit ourselves to that word.
Hallelujah.
We have to allow ourselves to that word. And I mean, you have to get in it day and night. Like Joshua 1 and 8, you have to get in it. You're going to have to permit that. And yet you may have to suffer some things because you may not feel like it. But too bad. You're going to have to allow it. You're going to have to take the old man off. And then, too, remember, you're going to have to put the new man on. God ain't going to do that for you. Stop. We need to stop having that mindset, God's going to do this, God's going to do that, da, da, da. No, we need to do it, bless God. Some of y'all may not like that. Because, you know, it's real easy to be a lazy Christian when all you have to do is just tell mommy or tell daddy, give me some food, give me a, hey, you're in college now, fix your own food. You ain't in the house no more. Fix your own food.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to do some things.
Right. Yeah.
That's why we have so many midget Christians. Yeah. Because they don't want to do it. They just want to live off of God doing this and God doing that. No, there's a time that, and time is right now, I'm telling you, because God done put it in my spirit. He expects for us to come boldly before the throne of grace. And he expects for us to allow him to help us in our ever need. So when we praying and we don't know what to pray for, the Holy Ghost will help us to pray. And I'm going to tell you what, if you're going to pray for anything, pray that this word become alive in you to the place you can put the word of God first in everything. Yeah. When I pray now, I find myself praying according to the word of God. The Bible says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. I start with things like 2 Corinthians 3:18. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for changing the image that's within me. I think about 1 Corinthians 3:16. I thank you, Lord, that I'm the temple. See, you got to let that word. I thank you, Father God, that I'm righteous and holy because your word said it. I thank you, Father God, that I'm agreeing with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, if we didn't do nothing but let that word, I let it dwell in me. I let it live in me. I say, I know we got one God. He's a living God, and he want us to be alive with him. Yeah. It don't bother me. It don't bother me when I'm praying. I want the enemy to know that I'm the light of the world because God decreed it and declared it in Matthew 5:14. I can pray 2 hours just about how good God is. I'm so grateful. I'm content with the Lord's word. I don't need Satan's word.
Yeah.
I'm part of a new creation. Old things are passed away. All things have become new. I thank you, Father God.
Thank you,
I forbear one another. I'm thankful. I'm forbearing one another and forgiving one another. You know the Bible says that we're to forgive all men? That's deep, man. Because there have been some folks did some stuff to me. Woo! Say, Lord, I need your help with this one because I want to forgive them. And I'm going to tell you, y'all got some exes out there you got to forgive. I mean, they might have dogged you out. They might have been with somebody else and all that kind of stuff. And they might took your money. They might took all you had. And, hey, you got to forgive them. Just like Christ gave you. Read it. It's right there. Because, see, Satan like to slip his little stuff in there. Well, you know, you ain't got to do all of that. You know, it ain't necessary. You know, you saved now. And see, Satan slick his little worldly stuff in there. No, brother. No, sister. You got to let the word of God. You have to allow that. You have to permit that. You permit that. You said, no, I'm finna let God's word. I don't know what it say. Let me go find out what it say. I don't care about the condition. I'm going to enable this word to fit in my spirit. See, that's what you're doing. And believe me, brothers and sisters, you're becoming so much like Christ right then, you ain't going to know what to do with yourself. Matter of fact, you're going to be proud of yourself. I'll tell you that right now.
Thank you, Lord.
You just stepped into your anointing, your real anointing. That anointing that God gave you to act like him because you are letting God. See, when you let the word, listen, brothers, when you let the word live in you, do you really know what's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. You just allow God to take over. You just engage with God to take over your property.
Thank you.
Yeah, you just lease your spirit man to God. And you said, okay, God, I'm going to lease it to you, and I'm going to be the sub-leaser. So you go ahead on and run things here. I'm going to let you run things. Because, see, God and his word is the same. Preach. I'm trying to do the best I can. See?
Hallelujah.
Yeah. See, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. When you are letting the word of God live in you, and you're letting it abide in you, you are simply allowing God to take over.
Thank you, Satan
got to go bye-bye. Bye-bye, Satan. See you later. I'm living by a different set of rules. I'm allowing the word of God to take over here. Woo!
Hallelujah.
See, in my mind now, I'm straight. As they say in Georgia, I'm straight now. I'm straight. Because I got God taking care of me now, for real. And I know it. I've given him the authorization. I've authorized him to take over here. So when somebody dealing with me, they ain't dealing with me. They dealing with God. Because I've allowed God to take over here. Yeah, I'm dead. I'm living in a new man. Because remember, I just put the old man to sleep. I just got rid of him. I put on the new man. That wasn't the 10th or 11th verse. He said to put on the new man. This is the new man. The new man. Yeah. It's new man stuff right here. Mm-hmm. Big boy stuff. Big girl panties, they say. Don't nobody get religious on me here.
They turned
loose in the street. And this ain't no street stuff, but I just want you to know. Sometimes you got to put them, maybe you got to pull them up by the bootstraps. You got to do what you got to do. You're a big girl now. You got to handle some things.
Yeah.
You got to go ahead and cook now. You're a big boy. Mm-hmm. You got to go out there and get your job now. Can't play with videos all day. You got to go get your job now.
Say that.
That's what this is about, brother and sister. You're allowing God. You're putting on a, can I tell you this? So you can really see, this is the right perspective here, that you are letting that divine love live in you. Boy, when I saw that in that 14th verse, I went, oh, my word. When he said, let the peace That you got to do, you got to let God's peace rule in you, not Satan's peace. See, all of our lives, we just heard what the world say to do. But now your ears are getting fine-tuned to the things of God because you're getting eternally ready. See, this is part of getting eternally ready. You're listening to God now.
Thank you.
So his sheep shall know his voice, and a stranger won't follow. But we're getting tuned to know God's voice. So when we leave here, we'll know the difference.
Amen.
Yeah. Hope you endorse this. Okay. All right. We're at that part right now, brothers and sisters, where anybody have any comments, anything you'd like to share based on the scriptures or whatever, this is that time. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, Pastor, I want to read it from the New Living Translation, Colossians 3:15-16. And it reads, and let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. And the 16th verse, let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. Amen, amen. Praise God.
Awesome.
I like the word say let, allow the message about Christ.
Yeah. Teach, remember, let Christ teach us.
Yeah.
I know you got teachers. I get all of that stuff, brother and sister. I'm trying to tell you, I mean, come on. This is Christ we talking about. Let him teach you. Let that word live in you richly. That's what it said. Let him teach you and admonish you. And we need to admonish one another. Live in you. Let Christ's word live in us now. Well, all our lives, most of our, not everybody, but people I know, they've always resorted to the human way of thinking or the human way of doing things. No, he said, forget that. You let Christ's word dwell in you now. So the first thing going to come out of my mouth is what Christ would have said. You know what? That's what living in me. That's what dwelling in me. That's what them set up in me.
Amen.
So when you say something, hey, it's okay, brother. It's okay, sister. Go and sin no more. I ain't trying to condemn nobody. I didn't come in the world to condemn nobody. That ain't my job. I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Let Christ live in you. Bless God.
Hallelujah.
Watch your speech change. Watch your words change. Watch your prayer life change. Watch how you handle situations change because it's Christ who you want to speak right through you now. You're going to forget about that old man and kick him off. And so now you're letting the new man speak. And that new man is after Christ. That's that image. That's the image you got to start portraying. I don't know who I'm talking to because I know personally I'm getting ready to get up out of here and I want to make sure I'm talking right. I'm talking the talk and walking the walk.
Amen. Amen.
When I meet the Father, I want to say what his words say. When he said, good and faithful servant, I want him to tell me why he's saying that. I want him to know my words have not been of iniquity. But I've been saying what your words say to say.
Hallelujah.
Anybody?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Anybody else? Press one. Hallelujah. Press one. And I'm grateful and I'm thankful, Evangelist Ursula, you got up so early where she's at, out there in California, and be part of this Bible study, this prayer, whatever you want to call it. I call it the Word at Noon. So we're happy that she was able to get up and be part of it. I thank God for that. I'm not going to just let that go. I want people to know I'm grateful. I'm thankful. Like I tell people all the time, Pastor. Because when pastors ain't on there with me, it's something my spirit. You know, Jesus sent them out two by two. So when pastors not on there, you like, wait a minute. I mean, I depend on the Holy Ghost, y'all. Don't get that twisted. But it's
Hallelujah.
Just so much
when
you got the undergirding. I like what I'm saying, Evangelist Ursula. It's just something about God uses her for this broadcast.
Hallelujah.
Jesus tell me, several people to tell me that. So I just thank God realize that he has a work for here to do as well. Hallelujah.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hey, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's a blessing and a privilege to come together on one accord in the name of Jesus. I tell you, I don't know no better way to spend my time than lifting up the name of the Lord.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah.
He worthy, he worthy, he worthy. Hallelujah. He worthy.
Yes, he is.
Good all the time, and all the time is good.
I just thank God for people who God is just really using in this broadcast. And every now and then, Brother Robinson here, he gives a word. I just thank God for all the stuff on the name. I'm going to miss somebody. So, but those that I know that God is just using, I
Hallelujah.
We'll see you Sunday for the review. Hallelujah.